guys, so good to see you this morning. I pray this devotion will be a blessing to you. Today we are talking about one of the values in our church, about a supernatural lifestyle. You know that God doesn't want you to live life on your own. He doesn't want you to live life just in your own strength, where you are just trying to do everything in your own power. And the Bible says that Jesus, when he rose from the dead, talking about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would be with you always. I'm going to read John chapter 16, verse 7 to you this morning. And this is Jesus speaking, and he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Notice what Jesus is saying here. This is a powerful portion of Scripture. He's saying that it is expedient. He said it is more beneficial. It is better that he goes away. Now, many people would say, no, I want Jesus here right now with me. I want him to be here in the physical so that I could ask him, I can learn from him, and I can grow from him. But notice what Jesus says here. He said it is better. It is more expedient. It is more beneficial that Jesus go away, because the Holy Spirit is going to be the one who is with you and for you and in you, and he is going to be your comforter. Notice it doesn't say that he will be your afflicter. It doesn't say that he's your punisher. No, he says that he is your comforter, that he is going to be exactly like Jesus Christ as the one who is expressing God's love to you, that he is the one who is going to be with you and for you. So these are powerful. You know, that Jesus is praying here, that he will pray to the Father and he will give you the Holy Spirit as the Comforter who will abide with you forever. And John chapter 14, verse 16. Now, the Holy Spirit has been here from the beginning of time. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit was covering the earth, that he was brooding, that he was hovering over the earth, and that when God spoke, it was the Holy Spirit who created, and he was the one who performed it. So, I mean, it's just a wonderful thought to know that the Holy Spirit is the one who is in us. The Father conceives it, Jesus speaks it, and the Holy Spirit is the one who creates it. So, the Holy Spirit is the one who is God's power in action, and that he wants to be in action in your life with you and for you, because he abides with you. And we must always remember that we can lean into the Holy Spirit as our comforter. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples when they were seeking God and waiting for him, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and the Bible says they began to speak in other tongues. And I'm going to read this. It says, in Acts 1 verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth." When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the power of God to be a great witness. And after that, the disciples, they experienced tremendous persecution. They experienced tremendous death, and lived fearless lives because they were relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. You can rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to work in and through you. You can rest in him and his power. Let him work in and through you. Develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit as the one who loves you, who comforts you, and his power works on your behalf. Get to know him today. If you don't know who the Holy Spirit is, begin to develop a relationship by asking God to show you who he is. Get desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit in speaking in other tongues, and develop your relationship with God today. He desires to work in and through you. He wants his power to be at work within you. Begin to develop this relationship with him and discover who the Holy Spirit is as the one who comforts you today. Be blessed. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.